So I want to get to your cases in a minute, but a couple other things I just want to throw out to you. So here's one, just kind of curious. Any thoughts about? So oral from ASCO. Association of the diversity and composition of the gut microbiome with responses and survival in metastatic melanoma patients on anti-PD-1 therapy.
This, I believe, was Jen Wargo's work. These are very important data in Science magazine. Outstanding work. And the Science article basically recaps what she presented at ASCO. And there will be a companion article from Laurence Zitvogel, who's from the Gustave Roussy in Paris. And both of them were similar analyses, although there were some major differences in the outcomes and in the conclusions. But the bottom line is there are certain bacterial species associated with resistance and with efficacy of PD-1 blockade. There's no question about it. And bizarrely enough, they appear to be mostly anaerobic. Clostridiales and Bacteroidales are the species that are associated with either doing well or not doing well. And why anaerobes? Obviously, anaerobes have the ability to metabolize things that probably get into the bloodstream that can be immunosuppressive or immunoboosting. And 5 years ago, no one would have thought this was the case. But now we're looking at hundreds of patients' worth of data, and it's obviously real. And in the Zitvogel data, I think they came up with a specific bacterial species. It was a group of species with the Wargo article that was the one that was discussed at ASCO. So these are important data. And guess what's going to happen? This will lead to a trial. What's the trial? You'll take the bacteria that were associated with a good outcome with PD-1 blockade, and you'll attempt to isolate some small number of bacteria. You'll lyophilize them, put them in a pill, and they'll just be administered as a pill after maybe giving antibiotics to clear out a lot of the gut flora to make space microbiologically. Then you'll try to reconstitute the gut flora in patients who then get PD-1 blockade and compare that to PD-1 blockade where you take an irrelevant bacteria or a placebo of some sort.
Can you talk a little bit more about what's going on? Is it sort of a like pharmacologic issue that it's in some way interfering with the checkpoint inhibitor molecule pharmacologically, or is it biologic? What's happening?
No, I think it's indirect, and I think that the bacterial species cause secretion into the bloodstream of immunosuppressive influences that boost the activity of things like T regulatory cells. And I think in both of those articles and Jen Wargo's presentation at ASCO implied that there were clear effects on the immune system of the presence of some bacterial species versus others. The problem I have is to reconstitute human microbiome is not so easy. For example, if I gave you big-time antibiotics intravenously for a week, you'd wipe out 99.9% of your bacteria. But if I stopped a couple of weeks later, you would just reconstitute and you'd be back to where you were when you started. So changing the microbiome in humans is not so easy. The model systems are mice, and in a germ-free mouse, it's a little different than if it's you or me. But people will now put a lot of effort into understanding how to reconstitute the microbiome. And the full weight and force of the biotech and pharmaceutical industries will be applied to this. And I predict we can figure this one out in the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, actually, Alan Vinook of GI fame or interest that brought this up to me recently. And he was also talking about the difference between the bacteria and the right side of the, they have this big thing, right versus left colon cancer, and that the bacteria are different there. When they actually do this work, where do they get the samples from?
The work in humans is mostly they grab it through a colonoscopy. Most of the work we do is from stool samples, though. I mean, for example, when Jen Wargo did her study, she collected poop, pretreatment, on treatment, blood, tumor, and tried to connect them, as did Laurence Zitvogel. So you wouldn't believe. So it's actually hilarious, Neil. Every patient we see who goes on immunotherapy, we hand them a little box and say, "Would you mind donating a sample of poop for our study?" And they look at you like you're insane. And they said, "Now I know you find this hard to believe, but it's amazing how what's in your poop may impact on how your body handles this treatment." And I say, "Look at it this way. It's a renewable resource. There's plenty of it. It shouldn't be a problem. It's not painful to donate it. It's a little messy, but here's how you do it." And we give them the little kit. And then it gets frozen away, and you analyze the DNA of the bacteria.
Well, I like it because it's different. It's really fascinating. I've heard little things about this from people interested in immunotherapy and different, I can't even remember whether it was lung or heme or whatever, but this idea of the connection between the microbiome and checkpoint inhibitors, has that only been looked at in melanoma or with other cancers?
No, people are looking at it in other cancers, bladder, lung cancer. There's no question it's probably real. 5 or 6 years ago, I would have thought it was a bunch of crap, no pun intended. But today, it is unequivocal. If you look at work by Tom Gajewski, by Laurence Sidvogel, by Jen Wargo, I mean, those are the three major investigators in the melanoma-related field. There's no question it's real. And actually, Sidvogel had an interesting abstract that was presented by one of her kidney colleagues. It suggested that people who got antibiotics while they were getting PD-1 blockade didn't do as well as those who got no antibiotics, which is almost hard to believe.
Wow.
But I mean, she had data from a couple of hundred patients. It looked real. So it's a little scary. It suggests the type of antibiotics you take may impact on how well you do. So this is an up-and-coming field.
Pretty naive about this stuff, but like when you take, I don't, maybe patients take it too. There are these things you buy in the whatever pharmacy, some of them refrigerated.
Yes.
What do you call it? Macrobiotics? What does that do to the biome?
I have spoken to experts in the field, and remember, I'm not a microbiologist. I am not an infectious disease specialist, but if you speak to people at my institution like Marty Blazer, who is a world-class expert on the human microbiome and an infectious disease doc who's written lay books on the subject, Marty Blazer would tell you that taking probiotics will have minimal impact on your microbiome because you have this homeostatic reset and you'll take the pills and then a couple of weeks later you'll just be back where you started. So he doesn't think that that would work unless somehow you blasted the body with big time antibiotics and sort of reset the playing field for the microbiome and then gave the bacteria. So this is going to be the subject of some serious research over the next 5 years.